Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. You Have Time to Die and Go Broke by Linda Salerno-Forend serves as an easy-to-read, comprehensive roadmap through the jungle of the healthcare system, a step-by-step guide on how to deal with the complex healthcare system to get the best care possible without breaking the bank. Linda lives in Massachusetts and is a caregiver to her elderly mother. She was a caregiver to her mother-in-law, father-in-law, and husband. Linda Salerno-Forend, author of You Have Time to Die and Go Broke, joins us on This Week in America. Linda, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on the radio show. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, I've been looking forward to this. This is such an important topic. It really, isn't it? This is something that affects all of us. Whether we think it is right now or not, it's going to impact all of us.
Yes, very much so. That's really the purpose of my book, to write it. I was very concerned about how the healthcare system is going and where it is going. And I want the people, it's in my heart, to get the best healthcare that they can have. And people deserve it.
Yes.
To get the best healthcare that they can have. And also, I have seen the frustration with the people giving the healthcare. And they shouldn't have to go through that. No way.
There is so much stress on all of us as we go through that situation and then have to get really bogged down with red tape and unanswered phone calls and trying to figure out insurance forms. It really gets to be overwhelming. Linda knows firsthand, I mentioned, all of the cases where she's been a caregiver, continues to be a caregiver. Linda Salerno-Forend, I'll spell all of that, give you information on how you can buy a copy of her book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke, as we go through the conversation today. Let's start with the tough one. We're going to talk about some of the problems, but how can it be fixed? You've seen this from the inside. You know from your standpoint as a care provider, what would be beneficial? What would make your life easier, the life of the patient easier? How can the system be fixed, and is it fixable?
The problem with the healthcare system, it is very complex. It is for profit. And what's happening is that with the pharmaceutical companies, with the CEOs, that run the hospitals, and also the insurance. It, like you said, it's overwhelming.
Yes.
And that is because they're for profit. They don't care at all about the well-being of you and I. They don't care on what the strain is putting on the healthcare workers. They don't. So by being empowered on how the healthcare system works, that helps you to navigate through that.
Well, I wanted to ask you about... Well, yes, the realities of caregiving. I guess these are issues that you need to face up front. You know what you're getting into as you start this process. It's all laid out, easy to read, relatable, step-by-step in Linda's book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. Linda Salerno-Forend is our guest. I'll spell her name now, Salerno, S-A-L-E-R-N-O, dash Forend, F-O-R-A-N-D. If you just Google that, you'll get to her website. You'll get information on an audio book. You'll get information, see the movie trailer there, be able to order it as well. Book available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The fact is we're dealing with people that are employees of a company that's designed to create a profit. So you're dealing with shareholders as well. Is that one of the realities of caregiving? We have to understand if we're not looking out for ourselves, nobody is going to be looking out for us.
I think the reality, as I mentioned in the book, that in caregiving, you're not only taking care of that person, but you're trying to balance your care yourself.
Yes.
And so it's that fight between trying to take the time to take care of that person and like you, it's just like a fight between balancing your well-being, and then as far as the well-being of the person you're caregiving.
How difficult is that for you to realize that? I would think as you begin the caregiving process, you're totally consumed by that, and it's almost you feel guilty if you stop and start worrying about yourself because you're taking care of the person who is ill. How difficult is that to strike that balance and feel good about it and understand it's a necessity to take care of yourself?
What happens is that you really have to have the mindset of, okay, this is okay, I need to take care of myself.
Yes.
That's it. That's final. And it's not as complex as you think that it is, because sometimes you may be able to chill out for 15 minutes and read a book. Sometimes you can chill out for 10 minutes and listen to your favorite music. You can take like 10 minutes to go out for a walk. I do Tai Chi, and that's just great for my body because like stretches out all my muscles. And then I put relaxation music or I do it outside. That's what I do. But you have to do whatever you do that makes you feel better. It has to be something that's flexible.
Let me ask you about the role of the doctor. This is interesting because oftentimes you find doctors are as frustrated as you are. They want to take care of you. They want to give you more time. And it's just difficult because they're on a very tight schedule, in many cases dictated by someone other than themselves. What should we expect from a doctor? What are the realistic expectations for the doctor?
The realistic expectation is, yes, they're frustrated. One of the stories I have is that my husband died from pulmonary fibrosis. So his pulmonologist said, "Oh, Linda, he has to go to a rheumatologist." And I'm like, "Okay, why?" "Because it can be related to his lungs." I'm like, okay. "So here, I want you to go to this doctor." And I'm like, "But it's in Worcester." I go, "I need somebody near here because it takes everything he has to go to the doctor." "No, he has to go to Worcester." So go to Worcester, taking his tank. And so like wheelchairs, a whole lot.
Oh, yes.
And so the rheumatologist goes, "Why are you here?" Lung doctor said, "Oh, you have to go. But why are you here?" "Because the lung doctor said." He didn't tell me precisely. Okay. So then he goes, "But I need to know why." It's like, I said one of his test results is like a little high. That indicates that it could be arthritis. "Okay, but that's all I can tell you. But I need to know." It's like, "Call him." So he goes and he calls him, and I can just hear in the background, "It is your number 8 in the queue." He's like, "Screw this." I hung up and he's like, "I'll just put this in the file." And then this is after when they got Dave all set, right? He has like the lines for his oxygen tank. So he was being a pain and saying, "I want Linderin, I want Linderin, I want." So he's like, "Okay, we'll keep him quiet. Whatever." His lines were tangled. And I'm like, couldn't the nurse who got him settled see that?
Oh, yes.
No. But I think the bottom line is, when you go to the doctor, be an advocate for yourself. If not, have somebody to be your advocate. That's essential. Number 2, don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Because my mom goes, it's like you're having this one-on-one conversation with the doctor. And it's like you're a doctor yourself. And what I was doing is it was like back and forth. You know, I was asking questions. He was answering them. So you have to make sure a doctor doesn't blow you off, period.
Yes.
Or otherwise known as gaslighting.
Yeah.
He should be able to, pardon?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, isn't there an intimidation factor we have to get over, too? I mean, he's a doctor. He's a professional person. He uses bigger words than we use. It's difficult sometimes to consider yourself an equal, and you need to be to be the advocate for yourself and the person you're giving care to.
Correct. And if that's another thing to look for a doctor. If he's going and speaking in medical terms only and not taking and trying to explain things on your level, you need to say, okay, maybe I should take a look for another doctor. But if not, say, listen, you need to speak at my level. I still have a great primary care doctor, and she had a great nurse practitioner who I went and I said, can you explain this to me? She took about 5 minutes to explain to it. She showed pictures, the whole lot. I'm like, whoa!
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's what they should be doing.
And I found sometimes the other person in the room can give you more guidance, and sometimes they're more willing to spend a little extra time with you. But it's what you're saying, obviously, is you need to find that person that you can actually talk to, that they will listen, they will understand, and they will answer your questions.
Yes, and you kind of like want a partnership.
Yes.
With your doctor.
Good word.
You kind of like, that's what you strive for. And always, always be comfortable to speak up for yourself.
So important.
That's imperative.
So important.
Don't be intimidated by the doctor.
Get over the intimidation. The book is You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. It's by Linda Salerno-Forand. I'll spell that out for you here in a second. She's been there numerous times. She's learned from what she has been through and has written this book. It's laid out step by step. It's a guide that will get you through this. Linda Salerno, that's Salerno-Forand, Forand. If you Google that, you'll get to her website. You'll get to where the book is available, the audio book as well, a movie trailer. You can spend a little bit of time watching that and get information. I want to thank AuthorReputationPress.com for arranging our conversation today with Linda. And, of course, all this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. A big concern for a caregiver is, okay, how is all this going to be paid for? There's that pressure. We've got the person we're taking care of, and medically, physically, looking out for them, financially as well. You lay out the importance of establishing a budget. How do we not go broke paying for health care?
I would love to tell this because this is the most recent story. My mom takes Eliquis. Now, what happens is Eliquis, even with the best insurance, costs at least $100 per month for Eliquis. That is a very good medicine for a blood thinner. And so the doctor goes, it's going to be $300. And I'm like, I knew my mom, you know, what she had would be okay. But I'm like, this isn't right. You know, she's like on Social Security. It's only because she's a minimalist that she would have the money.
Yes.
So you know what I did? I actually called Eliquis. I said, I want copay assistance. Yes. What do I get? Copay assistance. So then what happens, I told like my mom, she's only got Social Security. She can't afford this. Oh, we have it so you can pay $10 a month. I'm $10 for your copay.
Wow.
Yes.
All with a phone call.
Knowledge is empowerment.
Well, yes.
Being assertive is empowerment.
You have to, as Linda said, you have to find an advocate. You've got an advocate in terms of authorship of this book. In Linda's book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. All of this is laid out there. Finish your thought on that, because it's you took the initiative and able to save a considerable amount of money for your mother.
Yeah, there's one other thing, too, is what happens is a lot of people are very conscientious and they want to pay things as they come in. You may get a bill, all right, And the insurance hasn't even paid it yet. So you want to really look at the bill. You want to see if you charge properly. You want to see, make sure that the insurance is, it has been paid, and that the insurance has taken and paid what they should pay. When you get an advocate, if you're not able to do this, you need an advocate who knows the system. So the book that I have will empower an advocate to be able to do this. And also, when you pick an advocate, it's very important that you pick an advocate who can do what needs to be done. You just don't, oh, okay, I'm closer to so-and-so, I'm going to put their name down. Well, if so-and-so is unable to be an advocate for you properly, go to somebody else. If you can't get an advocate, you can speak with your doctor. If you've been in the hospital, they have social services, and so they can get an advocate for you.
All this is laid out is in Linda's book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. One final thought on what you were talking about, getting bills from the insurance company, bills from the doctor. Do we sometimes make a mistake that we get a bill and we assume that it's right and we don't take the time to go through the bill? Are mistakes made, money lost because we don't follow through and check and make sure the billing is proper?
Right. One of the articles that I read that was this actual, he's a doctor himself. He got this bill that was unbelievable. And he went out of his mind trying to get this straightened out. One of the things when you pick an insurance, you want to make sure, you know, don't like get one that's suitable for you. And it's going to cover what you need to be covered. And that goes with the deductible. It happened in January. His deductible didn't kick in. And so then what happens is, I have a cousin who's a guru on this, but they have codes. So he argued with the code because they didn't need to put the higher code to get and charge me the highest.
Oh, okay, yes.
He's saying, as I need is like, oh, I'm dehydrated. Give them some fluids, make a couple of tests, fine. They didn't put the right code in. Of course, we don't know about code, so that's kind of like a hard one. I've known another instance whereby this person, the way the doctor wrote it up, it was like she ended up getting charged, but it was just the way the doctor wrote it up. So when we don't know something, again, speak up. You're allowed to question this. Call the insurance company and say, why am I being charged this? Don't be afraid to do that.
And you have the right to do that. This is your health care, the person you're looking out for, their health care. You ultimately are paying for this or authorizing payment through an insurance company or whatever. So make sure it's done right is Linda's message. And so many powerful messages in her book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. I'm going to give you the information now. And well, as we conclude the interview here, Linda Salerno Forend, that's SalernoForand. If you Google that, that will take you to her website. That will show you the movie trailer. You'll get information on the audiobook. Of course, the book as well, book available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about the emergency room, because so often things come up and they're not planned, and you have to make that trip to the emergency room. How do we get efficient care in an emergency room situation?
Well, yeah, I've heard of people who are like, I went home. It's like, I'm more comfortable at home than waiting here in the emergency. I've been in here for like X amount of hours. What happens is technically they should triage you. What happens is that when you're speaking to a healthcare worker, ask them who they are, ask them what they're doing. And what happens is throughout this, you're supposed to really talk to a triage nurse to say, hey, listen, why aren't I? You know, I mean, I shouldn't wait 8 hours. I mean, that's ridiculous. So you want to make sure you're speaking to the right person. So, so ask, what is your function here? How do I find out where I am on the list? How much longer is it going to be? Also, two, emergency rooms are for emergencies. They actually, you can go and so that they have the places that say, for instance, you take and you can't get a appointment with your primary care. Ask them where I can go or I can be seen today. And so urgent care. And so, like, okay, where is the nearest urgent care? Should I go to urgent care? So you can do that, and then they can say, oh, well, you need to go into the emergency room, or, like, we can take care of this here at urgent care. So you can do it that way. But, but if it's, an emergency room, a situation, I mean, don't hesitate to call 911 and then ask to for an ambulance,
yes,
or someone take you right to the emergency room.
All of this is in Linda's book, You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. This is a valuable resource. You'll read it. You'll go back to it from time to time. Look for a certain situation to get some guidance from Linda, your advocate, your print advocate that has all of this here because she's been through it. As I mentioned, a caregiver to her elderly mother, a caregiver to her mother-in-law, her father-in-law, and her husband. She's been through this before. A couple of minutes left. Let's go back and touch on some self-care tips again. You mentioned the exercise regime that you're part of. Talk about some of the self-care tips that are so vital that got you through difficult times when you had to be feeling overwhelmed with your responsibility.
Oh, yeah. There's no question that you end up getting overwhelmed. So, again, it was like I did Tai Chi. I've taken and listened to music, especially when I'm getting ready for work. It's like I listen to music and then, oh yeah, a lot of boogie to this one. So I'm like boogie to the music as I'm getting ready for work. Reading every night before I go to bed, I love to read. So I do reading, but you have to find what works for you, what actually takes and relaxes you to completely get your mind,
yes,
off of things. Meditation is another wonderful thing. I got into meditation when I was caregiving for David. And so meditation is wonderful. And the thing is, you don't have to take classes. You can go on YouTube and they have a lot of different sites where you can learn how to meditate.
Interesting. So you don't even have to leave the house to do that. You just go to the computer and you're able to pull up something.
As a caregiver, you can't. You can't have anything structured as far as time for yourself.
Interesting.
So it has to be where it's not structured, where you can say, okay, this person is calm right now. This caregiver is doing well right now. This is the time. So you need to be able to take, and it not be a certain structure time. Although it helps when you have some structure to what, to the caregiving.
Yep. Yes.
A reality of the situation is, half the time that's not feasible. The best you can. So yeah. With my book, I think it's important to read because it goes into mental health as well. It encompasses all different areas.
Well,
so that's why it's so important.
Mental health is so important, and I'm going to take a minute here at the end. Sometimes I don't want to say emotionally, from a mental health standpoint, what you go through, and I don't want to use the word resent. That's probably a harsh word, but are there periods when you sort of like, why me? And you sort of resent what you've become because you are now an advocate. You are a total caregiver for someone. How do you go through that? Because I'm sure you feel that from time to time. And then you probably feel guilt because you do feel some possible resentment.
Yeah, you feel with David, it was the aspect he was suffering greatly emotionally as well as physically. So I was kind of dealing with both of those.
Oh, yes.
And then you're talking about the healthcare system. And the healthcare system is where I got the most frustrated. So there were times I would get so frustrated. It was really difficult for me emotionally. So I would tell David, David, it's not you. It is not you. I'm just frustrated with the system. That's it.
Yes.
And I always felt, you know, could I have given him better care that last week of his life? Could I give him better care? But at the end, before he died, he gave me this kiss that said, everything's okay.
That's so touching. And what a
oh, yeah.
A memory.
I always remember that kiss, and I said, you know what? He understood. Because I wasn't sure if he understood, but he understood.
And it's just made him feel better. I'm sure expressing that you feel better and having him express that. It's such a touching moment. And this book is so powerful. The conversation has gone by way too quickly. Let me summarize everything here. Linda Salerno-Forend is our guest on the program. Her spelling is Salerno-Forend. If you Google that, you'll go to her website. You will go and be able to see the movie trailer that summarizes what the book is about. You'll be able to order an audio book as well as regular print versions of the book, e-books as well. Book available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. And Linda, I'm going to take a second here, too. The movie trailer, I understand a goal of yours is to turn this into a documentary, something from a video standpoint that really helps people.
Yeah. That's my passion. I can't guarantee that this will be fulfilled, but that's my passion. That's my goal. And so to actually conclude, the book is empowerment, and I want people to read it because I want people to be empowered to get the best health care that they can get. Also, if you want even more information, too, if you Google my name, what happens is I've done other interviews as well. And so you can listen to some of my other interviews and even get more information as well, if I may say.
No, that's fine. And get all the information you can and listen to Linda. Every time you listen, every time you read something, you will learn something new. It's so important. And again, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, is the information, the links for everything that we just talked about. Again, I thank Author Reputation Press for arranging our conversation today. Linda, this is important work. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I enjoy talking to you.
It has been a pleasure and such great information. The book is a wealth of information that will take you through the process step by step, relatable. It's understandable. You Have Time to Die and Go Broke. The author is our guest, Linda Salerno-Forend. You can get all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.